radio show. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. As always, I'm your host, V, and I'm joined by my co-host, Bill the Butcher.
Rock and roll.
And, of course, Will Turbin.
Hip-hop.
Yes, gotta love my co-host here. They were a gem. You know, we got this unique little collection that we got going on. And in the words of Bill the Butcher here, Will is sort of the Alex Jones of Rhode Island. I like that. so we got something good going on here. Despite what anyone thinks of anybody else in other places. So,
hey. All jokes aside, man, we're number one, just in case you people ain't heard that lately.
I think we're the number one show on the network. I don't want to boast, but, you know.
I wouldn't want to boast either, but we are number one, just in case you people happen to miss that.
Well, any network I get with, I front page always, instantly. So I think there's something to that. And I think, you know, from all things that I've learned, but the thing is, the experience of the people that we talk to is just, it's almost like science fiction. The stuff that you hear about in a dystopian society from a movie. And people don't know if this stuff is actually going on. Now, the listeners of the Republic Broadcast Network and the viewers of TLB TV, I mean, you know these things. Anybody who listens to anybody who's not mainstream knows what's going on. They've got some clue as to what's going on. And we need to strip mainstream media from being mainstream. There's too many bot interests that are just distorting the truth and telling flat-out lies and covering up crimes. As we all know, it's not just mainstream media covering up crimes, but we've got the social networks now doing it. So, we have to do our best, our absolute best, to get the truth out. And yes, people, I'll mention again, there is a U.S. intelligence panel created... That's hearing anyone's complaints about Facebook and their censorship. So I'll have the number for that at the end of the show, but people, we need to get on top of that. That's right. Now we have our guest again, Robin McCandles, on the air with us, because we're not done with her.
Good evening.
Robin, there?
Good Hello? Evening, Hello. Robin. Good evening, Robin. Robin, I'd like to mention something right quick. Robin, do you realize that I have talked to you more than I talked to my third ex-wife?
Well, I'm so glad I rate.
You're right, baby. You're right.
And always, I'm glad to be part of the number one show on the network.
Well, I would like to think so. Don't quote me on that.
Hey, it's your story. Tell it how you will.
Hey, you know what? I'll go with that. Fair enough. So we need to focus on the rest of your story that we talked about briefly about your children and your grandchildren with CPS and their retaliation against you and so forth. And the unfortunate mishandling of your father, which led to his death at the hands of a black widow, sicked on him
and by the government.
Yes.
And the police.
So now we need to focus on the rest of your story, because you have been jailed repeatedly. You have... for no reason, most of the time. You have had a home invasion and your vehicle stolen. So let's get into all of that. Go ahead.
Well, the first time I was arrested was in May of 2017. And I was pulled over on a traffic stop. I had expired tags on my truck because I couldn't leave my father to go to Tennessee to get my tags renewed. So, you know, that's basically just a ticket. Not when you make everybody mad. It's more than that. And they towed my truck. I was accused of being under the influence of illegal drugs. I was arrested and detained for several hours. And then I was released with just tickets. So they arrested me downtown Florence, Colorado, which later on, about Christmas time, I had received a call from a Colorado Bureau of Investigation agent who alleged that he claimed that he was with major crimes and investigated corrupt officers. And I was a little leery because how do you know, really? Well, he told me that I have no arrest record. Now, I missed court once on the first arrest because I had no transportation. And before I got my truck out of impound, they drove my vehicle. They, when I got it back, it was trashed, and there was a baggie of some kind of substance that I found in the door. So I guess they were going to set me up for possession of some sort. And anyways, when I talked to this CBI agent, he told me that I had no arrest record, and I had, like, maybe 2 months prior to that, had to bond out because there was a failure to appear warrant issued, and I went in and turned myself in and bonded out. So I'm like, I have the paperwork. I've been arrested. And he said, well, there's no paperwork. There's no nothing. You come out with nothing.
Robin, this sounds like a line from a Cheech and Chong movie. You know, where you have no arrest record, and you're going, "Hey, man, I'm an American man. you gotta know what the truth is." Please continue.
Well, since then, I've been arrested 6 more times. In fact, I just bonded out of jail, not last weekend, but the weekend before, on a $4,000 bond, cash only, because when I was sick with infection that was caused by the beating I took in the home invasion, I missed court. And I did call them and tell them how very ill I was. And it didn't matter. They went ahead and issued a warrant. Well, I was on my way to go turn myself in, and I got pulled over for no reason. I just got pulled over. And I told the officers pulling me over that I was on my way to go turn myself in on a warrant. Well, they have to arrest me to keep his job. Now, they were very decent to me, but what really bothered me about that is I have no ID because they stole it. I didn't give them my name, but when they came back to the car, they knew my name, where my warrants were out of, and everything. and I'm driving a rental that is not rented to me. So I'm not really sure how that works.
Now, who do you think was orchestrating these events?
I think that Pueblo County is orchestrating these events. But, you know, there could be a gentleman that is sitting, a friend of mine that's sitting in the same jail that I was detained at for that weekend, is a very high-profile individual, and I'm working his case, and I think it might have had something to do with that, which could be the state, it could be the feds. They're spending a lot of money on details, so I'm going to go with it's probably the feds. But they didn't even confirm my date of birth until I was in the cruiser almost to the detention center. That was the last time I was arrested. The time before that, I had gotten a letter in the mail stating that they had changed my court date. It was signed by the judge. It came from the combined court. But I was the only one that got the letter. And I missed court, so they issued a failure to appear warrant, and so, you know, we paid cash bond, it was $500, and this is all on traffic, just traffic tickets, and we posted bond 2 hours before the deadline, and they had me out to the van to take me over to the other building so I could get my street clothes, and when we got to the van, they got a radio call, and they turned me around and took me back into the jail and said that there was an issue processing my paperwork, that I would not be going anywhere.
Wow.
And
now, let me ask, do you think this was motivated by just you bucking the system, or you also mentioned that you were working on another potentially high-profile case? What do you say about that?
Well, I think it's a combination. I believe that, you know, me filing the federal suit probably didn't help. And, you know, I mean, I held them off for a good long time, and that didn't make them happy. But in the interim, I've helped three other cases get dismissed, very big, large cases. And it's not that I'm promoting criminal activity, but the law does not get to break the law to catch criminals. And
you said you got three high profile cases dismissed.
Well, I was a big part of it. I knew where the fraud was, and
They knew who you were, though, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, please continue.
Anyways, and during the time when they were still keeping me in jail, my husband was calling the jail, and they tell him that I'm not in custody. They didn't end up releasing me until after noon the following day. And when they took me back in there, I wasn't very nice. I raised holy cane. That jail in Pueblo County, I would not house my dog there. And granted, my dogs are a little spoiled, but it reeks of urine. It's just awful. And they have the water faucet. That is the only thing that you can drink right next to the toilet. They've had several cases of MRSA and all kinds of fun stuff come out of over there. And I would do just about anything to not have to go to jail there ever again.
Well, that's in all the jails. Now, I've seen
That's not true. The one that I was just in was very clean.
Well, so, where they have the water source for the inmates in the jail cells is the same as the toilet. There's a sink on top of the toilets. As far as I know, that's all.
I mean, that's just not even nowhere else could do that. That wouldn't even pass the health department.
Robin, that's standard jailhouse procedure. They've got this lavatory above the toilet, it's stainless steel, and you get your drinking water above the toilet, but it's the same water source, just like V said. I've been in jail in Uvalde, Texas. Now, that's a trip. And V is from Austin. I know he's been in jail, so I know what he's talking about.
Who said that? I know a lot of people who've been in jail, and the description is the same everywhere. They have to condense the space. Less room for amenities, and cram everybody in like sardines. What was that?
I don't know. I said rink's not cheap there. And I understand it's not supposed to be a night at the Ritz-Carlton or anything, but sanitary would be a novel thing.
You would think.
They took my son. My son broke the law up in Utah. He skipped bond or skipped parole down here, went up to Brigham City, and there just nothing would do, but he had to go ahead and shoplift. So they arrested him, and they called down to Texas, and they found out he was under a warrant. So he told him, so, well, we're going to put you in transport. He walks out in the parking lot, and he sees this dog-catching truck, right? And he said, where's the transport? And he said, right there. And they brought him all the way back down to Texas in a dog-catching truck. So, yeah, we've all been there, Robin. I sympathize.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm 55 years old, and I don't need to start being a criminal now. And I am just mortified that I have court on Friday in Pueblo County, and I would love to start hammering Facebook and get some courtroom watchers because when my trial starts, because I am looking at, the judge has warned me, I am looking at 18 months over traffic. I'm not a habitual traffic offender.
That is so highly unconstitutional. Ridiculous. It's absurd. Please let people know the best way they can get in touch with you to spread that information. Hopefully there'll be enough backlash. I also wanted to kind of ask you if you had any advice for people. You did know that you got some things dismissed. I don't know if you had any advice for the people at home that were working. But yeah, please also plug the best way that people can get in touch with you and share this information so we can help you out.
Okay, I'm on Facebook, it's Robin McCandless, and you can just search me, or I'm on V's page, you can find me that way. I'm pretty vocal on there. I try not to get shut down, but I have been a couple times. And I also have two pages. I have Stop Medical Kidnapping, and Stop Gov Abuse for the Elderly is also a page that I'm on. The biggest thing that I find that when you find fraud in a case, and it's 9 times out of 10 in the warrant, from that point on, the case is null and void. And what I really recommend is that people learn their constitutional rights, because 9 times out of 10 or 9.5 times out of 10 they're violated. There's a lot of illegal search and seizure.
I would absolutely
going on.
Agree with that. That's what
yeah, we yeah break coming up, break that, coming that, up, fellas.
That's definitely what we preach, is learn your constitutional rights, and we need to start doing audits. And Robin, you're gonna get a following. You got to build your following. You got to do all that. Okay. We're gonna skip the break. So we're gonna keep going on here.
Okay.
We need to rally behind our leaders and really the victims. This is what's going to take to turn our victims into leaders. Now, I would love it if you got a hold of people in your area. And what you really should do, and this is what I suggest for everyone, if you are being victimized, you got a case going on in the court. I suggest you go to the courtroom, the very ones you're in, sit in on other people's cases, saying exactly what they're going through, compare notes, and be there for each other. With this whole secret courtroom.
They will absolutely, Robin, of all the jailhouse jokes aside, they will absolutely lie and deceive. The case of Justin Alton in Temple, Texas, for instance, they go in on a case and they grab panties and this and that, and they send them for DNA analysis. It comes back with nothing. Okay, so then they send in a forensics expert who happens to be a child molester, and they dig again for DNA and everything. And oh, good Lord, they come up with more DNA than was on John F. Kennedy's limousine in Dealey Plaza.
You know, I have a friend of mine that I've became friends with through all of this, and I've met all kinds of people from different walks of life. But this gentleman, and he has a criminal history, he was arrested, and I'm not going to get into the charges and all of that because he's still in court. But what I am going to tell you is he's out on bond, and suddenly there is a court order for him to go down and give fingerprints and his DNA. I'm like, whoa! You've already given your fingerprints and your DNA when you were arrested. And let's backstep a little bit. There was an order from the court, so that means there was ex parte communication if this was never brought up in your presence. That's a problem. And,
well, I'm like, I'm like me, man. You can't find my DNA on my kids, man.
Well, for those of you who do not know what that means, ex parte communications is like when you want to speak to the judge and as a lawyer or a defendant or someone like that tries to contact the judge pertaining to their case. And
both parties
that can only be done if all parties involved are there in on the communication. Otherwise, it's illegal.
Unless you file for an ex parte motion, which in a criminal case is unheard of. But he had to go, he went and did it. Right now, and these lawyers, that's the other thing I've learned, is it doesn't matter whether they're paid or a public defender, you have to force them to do their job. Hence, what you need to know your constitutional rights and about the judicial system. Like, you need to know what the law is regarding violating your constitutional right to a speedy trial, and don't waive it.
This is exactly what happened to Justin. This is what happened to Justin. They got Justin in there, scared the heck out of him and everything, made him admit that he had problems and all this kind of stuff, and he had this milquetoast lawyer who was in bed, not literally, but symbolically in bed with the judge, and he was just going straight to hell in the handbasket, okay? So his family got together, and they hired a real lawyer up in Waco who hates the judge puppies, hates the prosecutor, and he's doing what the he's doing what the Constitution demands, and this innocent man who's being framed has suddenly got a chance for exoneration. So, Robin, I know exactly where you're coming from.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, they've already violated his right to a speedy trial. That's cause for dismissal. But he happened to light a fire underneath his lawyer's behind to even address this. He recently, I talked him into going to rehab, and he went to rehab. And while he was in rehab, they issued 7, Failure to Appear. He hit the number one most wanted. In fact, he's in jail right now, and I'm trying to get him out because his lawyer did not file the documents from the rehabilitation treatment center for his addiction problem. And so they thought
Robin,
he was just
Robin, running. Robin, Robin. Now, like I said, I'm interrupting a lot. I do apologize. There is one of your problems. You are a problem for the state of Colorado. Okay,
yes,
they've got to remove. As a matter of fact, listening to you, the next time I fly to Salt Lake from Austin, I'm not even going to fly over Colorado. They might hurt my plane.
Well, you know, I mean, if they did their job and didn't break the law, then they really wouldn't have anything to be concerned about now, would they?
I ain't saying nothing. They know my name, man.
Okay.
Well, you know, I really want to get into the brutality that's happened to you.
Okay.
Let's go there.
Okay. I was packing to move out of Fremont County because my father's passed and I don't really need to be there anymore. I had everything boxed up. My porch was tore down. You know, I mean, I'm obviously leaving. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I had been awake for maybe 5 minutes. So I'm, you know, getting my bearings about me. There was a knock at the door. And I thought it was the owner of the RV park, who I've known since I was 17 years old. And I yelled, kind of, "Who is it?" And I didn't hear anything, but he's hard of hearing. So I got dressed real quick and went to the door. And I had to step down off the three little steps that come out of an RV trailer. And when I got to the bottom of the steps, I was stormed by three masked thugs with guns. And I was backed into my trailer. Now, I have Rottweilers, and they're still puppies yet, but my male is very large. And whoever it all was, I knew, had to know me because they took my dogs and went and played ball with them while the other two came inside. I was duct taped and pistol whipped severely. And I thought they were going to kill me, but they finally got spooked because I told them that my neighbor sees everything and my landlord was going to be there any minute. But they were there for probably a good half an hour, maybe 45 minutes an hour. I'm not real sure. They covered me up with a really heavy rug and made me lay face down. The gentleman who, and I should say kid, because he is younger than my child, I knew who he was. And he was very, very much under the influence of drugs. He was so high, I don't even know if he knew his name. So when they left, and I was still, they let my dogs in, but I'm face down and under this huge rug, and the dogs are trying to get me out. And I'm duct taped, so I can't really move very good. I did manage to get one arm loose, finally. And about that time, there was a knock at the door, and it was the owner of the RV park. Of course, though, I was rattled pretty good. So he went and called the sheriff's department, and they came guns a-blazing. There was four different deputies. And then they called the EMS, and EMS checked me out. And, of course, my heart rate was elevated, and my blood pressure was up a little bit, but I was going to be okay. I'm pretty sure I probably had a pretty good concussion because my head hurt for a couple days. But that whole thing has been a nightmare because these people stole my truck, a bumper pole travel trailer. They stole a bunch of jewelry. my phone.
These weren't law enforcement then? We got a break coming up.
I'm sorry? Okay.
We have a break going on. Yeah. We'll be right back to finish this up.
Okay. All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I want to continue on with this horrendous story. It's epic. It's epic. A horrendous just the same.
I have a question.
Okay.
All right. To continue with what we were doing before the break, you said these people pushed you back into your RV. Were those law enforcement, or were they something else?
Something else.
Okay, well, I don't think they were contractors. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I know that the gentleman I know that was assaulting me has a record and is currently in jail, nothing affiliated. But when I gave, they asked me if I knew who it was, and I said, I'm not positive of any of the others, but if I were to describe the assailant, and I said, if you have a mugshot of so-and-so, is what they look like. And
what I'm driving at, and I'd like to suck Will into this, because he's really good at pinpointing and stuff, you have obviously offended someone besides law enforcement, and I'm trying to figure out who that is. Will chime in if you can.
Well, if I could finish.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be curious to see what you say.
Okay. The sergeant that was there on scene left right as soon as I gave that description, and he came back in under 2 minutes and tells me that this kid is in jail. So as soon as they left, you can look and see who's in jail. And he is not in jail. He was on the most wanted list.
That's incredible. So they're actively covering up for somebody on the most wanted list. So ultimately, who do you think's at the top of this hierarchy? I mean, you must have pissed off somebody pretty high up.
Well, I don't know. I pissed off two counties of law enforcement. And I would, I was arrested.
Well, it's not about who in the hierarchy. You got to think about the amount of money stolen from her. It was $3 million. $3 million plus.
Well, yeah, and they're helping cover that up, and I'm not shutting up about it. And it's not really the money.
That's nothing to shake a stick at. It's $3 million.
Well, it's just like, you remember last week when we had Mr. Champion on? And we reduced it down to motive, opportunity, and means? Well, there's your motive. There's your motive. $3 million opportunity.
$3 million.
She stepped out of her trailer. Means they beat her up. Okay, now they didn't kill her. They didn't kill her like they did the lady last week.
I don't think they had bullets.
Well, yeah. Robin, you're a very lucky woman. Okay, these people are obviously contractors.
Yes, I am.
So they're obviously contractors, okay? But they had motive, opportunity, and means. The $3 million was the motive. Now, you got to find out who was going to get who gets the $3 million if you shut up.
My uncle and the Black Widow.
Well, there's your
and
guy.
My uncle is very well.
There you go, Butcher.
There you go. There you go, right there.
There you go.
And I know that they were having me followed. I mean, I've been followed for years.
And see, this is what I want to get into as well, because I have lots of lovely little ladies who are in similar situations to yours, not with so much money involved, but other things involved that, well, okay, I guess I just go ahead and tell you guys. I had hell recording an episode of Family Case Files, which you guys will see soon, with the young lady who all of her evidence with CPS stealing her children, her ex raping her, the ex having tons, a full hard drive of child porn, missing children, and rich father keeping this guy out of jail. They have gone so far as to, on a low level, this isn't even the feds. I'll go ahead and say that right now. This isn't even the feds. On a low level, disrupt our communications with a guy on foot. Okay? Which means this is a cop or a private investigator who's tapping into our conversations and we caught them because we got the wind tunnel, like, you know, the sound that you get when you're outside on the phone walking down the road. So we caught this guy. I mean, we don't know who he is per se, but we caught the intrusion into the interview. We had to interview it all sorts of different ways, as each way would be blocked in some way or another. So the episode that comes up is going to be touch and go, but it'll be put together nicely by the executive producer. So, but anyways, that...
they deleted my first interview.
You've been followed. I'm sorry?
They deleted my first interview off your hard drive, remember?
Our original interview got deleted, yes. But the thing is, you got to play the games these people play. You would probably do well to get a private investigator of your own and flip the script on them. That's what I think.
I mean, they killed my dad. Isn't that enough? You know, they made it so I can't see my child and my grandchildren. Don't they have enough? And all I want them to do is their job and be... I want them to protect and serve, not break the law to make themselves look good.
Well, Robin, you've got the problem here. You got what we dubbed the Black Widow, and she's in the background of the story, and she wants that $3 million, okay? And
she
that,
got
that's
it already.
Oh, God. I'm not
she
even going to say it.
I'm not even going to say it.
I'm not even going to say it. John will be mad, but I have a solution for her, okay? Please continue.
I'm sure. I have a few ideas of my own.
You two are going to really like each other. I was hoping that you two would hit it off.
Well, you know I'm FLDS, and she has the makings of a sister wife, but let's just go on from there.
Oh, she's already married. Calm down, Bill.
I can dissolve that marriage. I am the prophet.
Oh, all right. Anyways, go ahead. They stole your vehicles. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they did. Which I'm still in the process of getting insurance to pay for them. Which it's not the insurance company. I just now got a copy of the police report, which cost me almost $100, and I don't know who they're talking about in this police report, but it's got bits and pieces of their nice little visit there, and they left out all the important parts that lines me up for a lawsuit for violating my rights as a victim under Colorado statute. Because when they were there, I had raked the entire yard and driveway the night before. So the only footprints that would have been there would have been these thugs until law enforcement got there and tromped all over everything. I haven't looked at the pictures yet that they took, but I know that a vital piece of evidence was about a quarter of a cigarette that was thrown down at the end of my trailer from where they came and stormed me. And I know for a fact it's the person that was assaulting me because I know what they smoke. And so they
and
go
so
through all of
you
this.
Think that so you think it was someone that knows you not only because of that, but also because of how friendly they were with the dog. Who do you suspect it might be?
I don't know. I mean, I have some
that was, Will, ideas. That was good. They play with the dogs. Robin, they play with your dogs, man. Rottweilers? Come on.
Yeah. They took him outside and played catch with him. Because they knew. Well, my male was trying to get in because he could hear me in there. And
Well, but there's another aspect to that, and this goes along with the federal shadow government agency technology. I know I was harassed with the neighbor's animals all the time, only when I was recording a show. So these animals can be triggered. They can be triggered. Frequency technology, animals can be subdued, like Crocodile Dundee, you know, making that bull fall asleep. They can do that with
frequencies. Dog whistles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was treated like the criminal, obviously. And you can tell that from the report. They took no pictures of my face. I was on the sergeant's phone with my cell phone carrier because they stole two of my cell phones, and I was getting them to ping my phone so we would know where they were at. This is the clincher that makes me believe that they're behind this. Because I finally, after all this time, because I was on his phone from the very beginning, get somebody that's pinging the phone, and he makes me hang up. And they leave and tell me I need to come down to the station to give a statement. Well, first of all, I'm walking because I have no vehicle. And second of all, you're at a crime scene. I'm a victim. I'm not going anywhere. And they didn't put any of that in the report.
Well, at this point, I'm really surprised that they didn't throw you in the psych ward, because that's what these people like to do, to silence anyone they're victimizing. Because, I don't know, you don't spend very much time in jail when they throw you in jail bogusly. I mean, that's how you know that you're really dealing with somebody in the system. That's you're dealing with corrupt police. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they are going to try their best to throw you in jail. If you had been just offending someone or threatening the system in a general sense, you would have been thrown into the loony bin. But this is how you know there's direct police and court interest involved when they just throw you in jail for no reason and won't do you any justice as far as any major crimes. These are major. This isn't the usual, oh, someone broke into my house and rearranged my furniture. This isn't the usual, well, I'm being stalked by somebody who's weird, which they do these things. So they can put you in the mental ward.
Well, I sound crazy. If I tell people this story, I sound like I'm out of my mind. It's like something from
Jason. But you have the direct physical evidence, though.
Yes, I do.
You did get beaten. You did have your vehicle stolen. So,
well, they make it sound like I arranged for my vehicle.
It's hard to call you crazy.
Well, they make it sound like I arranged for my vehicle to be taken. My house was trashed because I'm a hoarder, is what they put. And they make it sound like I duct tape myself up.
I was watching a documentary on Netflix last night where a young lady was raped, and she reported it to the police in Colorado, of all places. Can you imagine that? And they questioned her until she admitted, quote unquote, that it was all a lie. She made it up, and she duct taped her own mouth and all this. Come to find out, two lady detectives stalked down a serial rapist, and the little girl was telling the truth. So the duct tape thing, I mean, that is just, that's par for the course, okay? I mean, that is absolutely the par for the course. these people, who duct tapes their own mouth? Who in the world duct tapes their own mouth? That's indicative as far as I'm concerned. Will?
Well, unfortunately, it is like he said at the beginning of the show. It's like we're not the alternate 1985 Back to the Future. We're living in some dystopian future where all the people that are in the public service that are our quote-unquote officials have let us down over and over and over again. And on top of that, they're illegally stealing our kids. We're $23 trillion in debt. We're the longest, most unconstitutional war in U.S. history. NSA, Facebook spying, everything that you do. We got fluoride and worse in the water in Flint, Michigan. Then we got all of our food genetically modified. And it's like, when is enough for people? And it's just, you hear these stories over and over and over again. And the next one is even crazier than the last. And we really can't wait for Captain America, Donald Trump, or Bernie Sanders, or even Jesus Christ. Even if you're a Christian, Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in acts of darkness, but rather expose them. So we can't sit by and wait for somebody to save us. We really need the listeners and everybody to take some nonviolent action. And the best way to do it is, as V said earlier, they're censoring us. We need to go ahead and get this information shared. It's the most important thing you can do.
Exactly. And, you know, just, I think that's probably the only thing that's really kept me alive.
Well, I want to say, well, Will, you said it before me. That is our stance, is that, well, with everything that we do, especially for targeted individuals, have this thing of, please make them stop. They'll talk to somebody who they think might have an influence, and, hey, please, help me, make the stop. Well, I can't tell the NSA what to do. I mean, I can advise them what to do, and if they don't listen, well, guess what? That's pretty much their asses, because that's extremely analytical. You know, the analytics game is not a hard one. Anyone can see that's anything that's being done, as long as you look at the situation. I don't care how much politics or media or anything they have to cover it. Their crimes are so apparent that it doesn't even escape mainstream media, but it has been normalized through mainstream media. And as it has been normalized, well, guess what? You people don't have a savior. The only savior you have is the one that is going to do for you in your specific situation. Okay? This show, my media, that's a weapon.
Amen.
For you to use. We've crafted this weapon. We craft this information onto a show daily. Now,
absolutely.
Just like guns, okay? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. This show is a tool. You can't sit around crying all day long, you know, Jesus or whoever, somebody help me. I know I'm offending a lot of people. But God helps those who help themselves.
Well,
this show is a tool for you.
Absolutely.
And don't share it.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is, go share the show. Share this information. Share the show. Quit crying. We don't want to hear anyone crying.
What you're saying, V, is exactly, excuse me, what I would say. It isn't that you're not suffering, Robin. I want to say from the heart, you're one of the bravest women I've ever met. Anybody that's wrapped up in a carpet and pistol whipped by three thugs, and all of these things, because you're trying to stand up for right and wrong and everything, is horrendous. And I will say one more thing. I make statements on this show, and I make them just for the hell of it. I'll be honest with you. Okay? But I want you to do me a favor. I want you to give your husband a big hug for me, and I want you to tell them that you have a friend, Bill the Butcher, and you have a friend in the hardcore pill. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I can use all the friends I can get.
That's the red pill hardcore. Yes, well, and people, again, I know I'm offending a lot of you, but you listeners are, the listeners of this show are very well educated, but for you, the society, you have been indoctrinated to hell. There's this thing, okay, with Christianity and all these religions where there's a Messiah. While you have that as your religion, the elitists have a religion of Luciferianism, which is based off of a truth. All religions are based off of a truth, but it depends on which direction you go with it. Now, Luciferianism is based off of theosophy. Theosophy preaches that you are your own savior. You can be your own God. And that does not contradict Christianity. If you believe in God and Jesus, then God and Jesus are a part of yourself as well. Do what they would do in your situation. God created man in his image, but God also creates, controls, and administers justice. Quit playing this role of a victim and praying all the time. Guess what your prayer really is as a Christian or anything else? Action. That's true prayer, is your action.
Well,
you do unto others as others would do unto you.
I have something I follow in my life from the prophet Brigham Young. When he said, somebody told him, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he said, I'll go with that, but I do take a little myself.
Absolutely. I know we're at the end of the show, so thank you for tuning in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.